You'll always get the high-end violators who seem to think that the laws don't apply to them, or in some way that they're just able to do what they want and get away with it. Cameras are one of a number of enforcement and engineering measures that we put in place to try and prevent that. And we spend a lot of time and effort educating motorists and running campaigns trying to advise people of why these things aren't acceptable and why these sort of speeds are so dangerous. Your thinking time and your ability to react at that sort of speed is so reduced. Really, the risk is massive when compared to the thrill that they get or whatever gratification it is they get from travelling at those ridiculous speeds. I mean, speed cameras in Kent and indeed across the country are really a casualty reduction tool. We don't put them in unless there's a history of speeding and a history of speed-related people killed or seriously injured in crashes. And we can evidence very, very clearly that when you compare the last 3 years, for example, against the 3 years before the cameras being installed, nearly a 71% reduction in people killed and seriously injured at our sites against a national backdrop of a slightly rising trend. We'd like to think that it's more than just about the fine. The speed limit is just that. It's a limit. It's not a target. We'd like to see people slowing down everywhere a little bit and driving according to the conditions and according to the prevailing road ahead of them. The limits are there for a reason. And generally speaking, the lower the speed limit, the higher the risk area that you're entering. So if you see a 30 limit and you see camera signs, really, as a motorist, you ought to be thinking, this is somewhere where people have been killed and hurt by speeding motorists and I must make sure I'm within the limit. Modern cars are very fast. You're a little bit insulated from the road and the road noise around you in modern cars in a way that perhaps you weren't in cars some years ago. It's very easy to drive very fast. What's very difficult is reacting to events that happen unexpectedly in front of you or with your vehicle. Any sort of mechanical failure or puncture, or if a vehicle in front of you acts in an unexpected way, your ability to react is massively reduced at very, very high speeds. And I think perhaps people aren't thinking about that when they're putting their foot down. Ultimately, if people make a mistake, if the guy in front of you makes a mistake and you're doing 140 miles an hour, there's a good chance you're going to kill one or other or both of you.